Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles. Everyone.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crotty should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty. 10 to 2 on 670 The
It is prediction time. While I think the Bears are going to win, the score is getting to me. Not the radio station.
Okay.
That gets to me every day, all the time. 28-21 Bears.
Bears, 27. Raiders, 17.
Give me the Bears, 27. Raiders, 24.
24-17. Bears.
Wow. Clean sweep, yo.
For the first time this year, your guy,
Marky Mark,
will be picking the Bears to win a game. Okay. The Bears will win 31-24.
Williams steps up. Williams, first down and more. Making it happen with his wheels. Busby coming around the edge. They protect Williams, and he completes. First down, Bears. Odunze. Swift. Swift to the outside. In for the Chicago touchdown. And the Bears punching back have retaken the lead here in Vegas. 54-yard attempt to try to put the Raiders in front. Jacob Goldenmeyer, the snapper, A.J. Cole, the holder, the kick is blocked! Unbelievable! In agony down on that Vegas sideline, it was Josh Blackwell sneaking in who got a fingertip on it. The Chicago Bears, 25-24. Holy Chicago!
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Crotty. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Holy Chicago is right. That is a perfect way for us to get you into your Bears Day on the Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty Show, which you are listening to on 670 The Score. That is us and the Odyssey app and the iHeartRadio app as well. This is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I am Mark Crotty. He is Marshall Harris. Layla Rahimi has the day off today. The Bears win their second straight game as they beat the Raiders by a final of 25-24. Josh Blackwell with the dive with purpose to win this game for the Bears, which, as I said, had to be hella entertaining for the fans who traveled from all parts to see this game. You were rewarded with something. You were like, what the hell did we just see? Because I'll start the show by saying, this is awesome. The Bears are 2-2 at the bye, but don't ever do that again. Do not ever play a game of football like that again. You will not meet most teams in the NFL playing like the Bears did, especially in the first half of the game, whether offensively or defensively. So many things in this game went wrong, but it's a win. So I guess I'm feeling like the Bears played like Cole Kmet discussed as the fans being a little bipolar.
You're feeling bipolar today?
About the whole thing. Yeah, so Cole Kmet, who said Bear, he's right too, because I've lived here my whole life. Bears fans can be bipolar. The Bears played bipolarly yesterday, and I didn't plan to lead with Cole Kmet, but boy, did he have a rough game.
They're very bipolar here.
Yes, yes, that is true. But the Bears did win the game yesterday.
Which
Mr.
of
Marshall.
His false starts did annoyed you more? I mean, Cole Kmet had himself a problem of a day.
It was a rough day.
Two false starts, and they had, I think, four of those in total. And then also the ball that hit him directly in the hands that he could not hold on to. But that's okay. You know why it's okay?
Why is it okay?
Because I don't agree with you on your first point about don't ever do that again.
Don't ever do that again.
If you want to force four turnovers in a game, do that every time you go out.
Okay, well, there were certain things from the game
yeah!
that I have no problem repeating. But the majority of that game, you are not. That is not a sustainable way to win football games, to win playoff games, because I've seen Bears
whoa,
seasons.
Hold on, you're advancing us to the playoffs already?
No. We made that mistake with the Cubs in June. I'm not predicting anything.
I wrote it down.
But what I am saying, yeah, write that down, Robbie. What I am saying is that I have seen seasons, which I could give examples of, that were good regular seasons because you won games like that where you get kind of lucky and there was good in it, but that is not sustainable to do damage in the postseason. That's how I look at every season. Is this
I know,
way
you're
of
jaded.
Winning?
I get it. You're jaded.
Is
you're,
it jaded or yeah. is it just being a really good football fan who understands what that was yesterday?
No. Well, here, as a really good football fan, yeah, which I'm not
you.
Arguing that you are.
Thank you.
And
thank
you do
you.
Understand
Robbie,
things.
Write that down.
Mark
right
Grody
now.
Is a man
a
who understands what he is looking
I'm
at.
I'm not a great football fan. I'm a good football fan. I try to get through my life just being good. And every once in a while, there are splashes of greatness.
Okay, so today is not a splash of greatness
I don't
for
know.
You
we'll
in,
see.
In the way you're talking
it's
about.
It's 10:07 right now. I might be great in about 5 minutes. We'll see.
I hope great. You are. Otherwise, you're going to go back to being a bipolar Bears fan. You got to stay on one side of the coin. Are you Dr. Jekyll today?
I am a reporter, Marshall.
Or are you Mr. Hyde?
I don't know who I am. What am I? I'm a talk show host. I'm a reporter. What's my purpose?
Here's what you are. You're a guy that is looking through these glasses where you're worried about what you saw yesterday in the context of, well, they can't play like that and win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And I'm like, they're not trying to win the Super Bowl right now. They're trying to get better every week.
I know.
And I think they did get better by virtue of the fact that they went out on the road and they found a way to win. Bottom line. It's a bottom line thing. Because if we were talking about that same game from yesterday and that kick went through and Caleb Williams didn't have enough time in his 30 seconds to lead them on another game-winning field goal kick because their kicker was hurt because he's dealing with a quad strain, apparently, Cairo Santos. It would feel a lot different at 1-3 than it does at 2-2.
No
now you've
doubt.
Got to win two games in a row just to get back to .500. If they were to, say, lose their next game at Washington on Monday Night Football, okay, but you lost a game, but if you win the next one, you're back at .500. They are at a place right now, and it's kind of remarkable that they started at 0-2, and they lost the first game the way they did, and they got blown out the second way they did, and they are still in the mix. They are a game out from a playoff spot. They are a game out from the top of the division. The division looks a lot different than it did, you know, compared to week one when the Packers were shutting down the Lions. I think we just need to take this as a dub because in the NFL, that's what the NFL is. It's any given Sunday, and sometimes you just have to find a way not to lose.
Yeah, and trust me, man, I know how much these wins mean to an NFL team having been around teams closely when I did sidelines. I mean, I literally had 1 foot in the organization. So I saw things and was privy to things that maybe others weren't, you know, in terms of the celebrations and what, like, hey, when Matt Nagy was here, it was club dub. You know, they're partying after every, when there were some ugly wins that year too. So I understand that. And most NFL teams have a win like that somewhere along the line, right? Because it's the NFL, but there were enough things in it where you and I both know that run defense, that is not sustainable. You cannot
run defense.
Exactly. You're not going to – Josh Blackwell is not going to walk through that door, and he probably won't block another kick this year. I mean, it's just random. It is rare. I wouldn't say random. It was obviously systematic when you hear about how it went down. But you are not going to have the benefit of all of those different things, you know, even the turnovers. God bless them. I don't know. Maybe they are on the right track with these turnovers. But four turnovers, you know, another one by Tyreek Stevenson, two from Kevin Byard. I mean, I don't know that you could depend on those types of things. And, like, the examples are, and maybe I shouldn't even be going to these places, but I do think back to 2018, where ultimately what they were doing was not sustainable. There was not enough offense to go with the defense, so that was not a sustainable way of winning. 2001, the year they got trounced by the Eagles, it was a fascinating regular season where they had back-to-back walk-off wins against Cleveland and San Francisco, and then they get to the playoffs and they got belted. And I know it's crazy to be talking playoffs, but I do wonder if there are fans out there who are changing the truth. Because you can look at it, like you said, based on the division. We'll talk more about the division later, that they are 2-2. They're right there in the division. They're right there in the wild card race through four games. I do wonder if fans are thinking about the playoffs. I'm still not. I'm still very comfortable with my 8-9 prediction, but I do wonder, maybe we could open up the phones a little bit later on, how this game changed or kept your thoughts the same about the Chicago Bears, and we'll do that in a little bit. 312-644-6767, the phone number and the text line, which are open right now.
Mark Grody, the one spitting knowledge right now, spitting his opinion, spitting the fact that he's not as satisfied as I am. I am satisfied with the win. Here's why.
Robbie, give me a mic guard. I'm spitting all over the place. Thank you.
All the Bears had to do yesterday was survive that game. And they had to do it without Grady Jarrett, without T.J. Edwards, obviously no Jalen Johnson, without Kyler Gordon. So you're missing four of your guys, like top guys on defense. And yet other guys, Kevin Byard, Tyreek Stevenson, are stepping up and making things happen. And that's what you need in these types of situations. Yeah. Dennis Allen is out here scheming well enough that you are in the game. And this team is a team that has found somewhat of an identity, and the identity is very simple. They are opportunistic. We're going to hang around until it's time to make something happen, and then we're going to make something happen. We saw that in two ways in yesterday's game. We saw it with the Caleb Williams drive to give them the lead in the fourth quarter.
That was great.
And then we saw it with the Josh Blackwell, whatever you want to call him, Grody.
Josh Blackwell!
His block of the field goal off the edge, which was, he was unchallenged, unstopped, unhindered, if you will. And so what they can do and take away from this game and apply to their entire season is that same mentality. Opportunity. Find a way to win as many games as you can until you are good and healthy and ready to go. And then back half of the season, they've got two games with the Green Bay Packers. They've got another game with the Lions, another game with the Vikings. They just need to hang around so that when Ben Johnson has his offense doing the things that he believes they can do, they're ready to go.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Raheemy, Harris, and Grody today. Layla is out. Cubs playoffs getting going this week. We're going to talk about that later. And we just found out we're going to be out at Gallagher Way tomorrow broadcasting our show for the next couple of days.
As long as the Cubs are playing games that start right around the time we end, we're going to be at Gallagher Way.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's Monday, or excuse me, Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm excited about that.
I can't wait. And we will talk Cubs a little bit later on because we know that you guys are thirsty for some of that. We just saw Bruce Levine in the hallways, for crying out loud. As soon as I went out there to say hello to him, he darted out of here. So I didn't get to say, yeah. I would have liked to have said hi to the great
Maybe
Bruce
he didn't
Levine.
Want to talk to you, bro.
It's possible.
Maybe he knew you were going to say crazy things about the Bears today. By the way, you mentioned the text line earlier. Can I give you one of those texts?
Yeah, go ahead.
A reminder, we have
people popping in trying to call already, but we'll get to the caller segment a little bit later on, but text messages are always wanted. 312-644-6767.
We will have the meatball machine later in the show as well. Can't wait for that. So, please go into the Odyssey app, leave a message, tell us how you really feel.
Meatball machine.
815 on the text line. Are all polar bears bi? Because you keep bringing up Bears fans, bipolar.
Are all polar fans? Wait, what? Say that again.
You keep talking about the fan base being bipolar because that's what Cole Kmet said.
Yes.
And so this texter wants to know, are all polar bears bi?
Probably. Are all polar bears bi? I don't know. I don't even know how to start to answer that question. Maybe somebody else would like to
what?
That is correct. Yes, DJ Moore, I am saying the exact same thing. What? While we're doing text messages from 708, this year's Bears are watchable. Wow, so they're the White Sox. Is that what they are? It's kind of similar. Bears coming off a 5-win season where there was a 10-game losing streak. The White Sox had an even worse 100-loss season last year.
I don't like how you're dunking on the White Sox right now. I don't appreciate that.
I don't know.
There's
there
no
was
need for that.
I'm sorry. There were so many people this year who said, there's no way the White Sox are losing a hundo this year.
I was not
year.
One of those people.
I don't think you were, but there were a lot of people who were like, oh, it's not happening this year. 102, folks.
All you need to know is they ended the season with an 8-0 shutout of the Nats and took 2 out of 3 in what I'm deeming to be the best Chicago sports weekend since I moved here 4+ years ago. Also, Northwestern won, although it was against UCLA, who has no wins.
Whatever.
And has already fired its head
coach.
Wins
a win.
And the Bears, they took a big step forward, I think, Mark, just because they get to go to the bye week. They're 2-2. They know they've got worked. It's not like there's this illusion that they're good. See, it's not like last year. Remember when they went to the bye last year? And you were like, oh, okay, yeah, this team's good now. I was like, all they've proven is that they can beat bad teams. This is different. And why this is different is because I can see how they're winning, and I could see reasons why it would be sustainable if they can fix a couple of things. They're two very big things, though.
Yeah, and it's, look, I'm sick of it. I'm done with the specifically, like, we talk about the run game and the average that the Bears are allowing. What I am done with, and this goes back to last year, is the explosive runs against the Bears. And we could look at the fact that the Bears allowed 240 rushing yards in all, and they rushed for 69 themselves. Nice. Ashton Gentry had a 64-yard run. Raheem Dam Mostert had a 37-yard run. Geno Smith had a 20-yard run. And this has been going on since last year. That's my biggest problem. Sometimes you're not beat by the cum of all the yards that they get, but these explosive runs are just disastrous. And I know that there are guys that are injured on this defense, but we also spent last year telling you or using that as an excuse. Oh, Billings is out. Oh, Andrew Billings, who wasn't even a starter this year in this defense. Oh, Jaquan Brisker. Those guys are here. And I know TJ Edwards is out, but guess what? TJ Edwards was in there a lot of the time last year when these explosive runs were going on. So I'm done with that. Like, that has to be fixed fast. I mean, you want to fix that run defense in general, but these guys, and it was so predictable that Ashton Gentry would finally, I was on the radio with the guys in Las Vegas, and I told that, boy, I realized it, hopefully I make the open on their show, because I told them, I said, Ashton Gentry is probably going to pop off, and he's probably going to have his best game as a Raider, but I do believe the Bears are going to win 25-24 on
prophetic.
A Josh Blackwell block kick. I called that.
You called the blocked kick, too?
I did.
That would be impressive.
I did, but all of the stuff up to that, that's
what
I said.
We're going to Vegas if you called that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting the next truck to Vegas. So I guess I'm stating the obvious here, but it's what's not obvious, I think, to people is that this has been going on for a long time. It's not just this year, and it's not because guys have been injured. It's because they've been bad at stopping the run, which can be more blamed to the guys that are actually healthy, and those are the dudes up front. Where are they?
I would like to see a Montez Sweat highlight at some point. I would like to see Geno Smith get hit at some point. That's maybe the most amazing thing, is that they were able to cause the 4 turnovers and the fact that Geno Smith suffered no sacks, no quarterback hits. I mean, like, come on, man. Like, that's you got to be better than that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And look, there is plenty of good. I'm like I said, I'm conflicted just a little bit. Love the win. It's great. It's gritty. You got to have wins like that, but don't ever do it again. It is Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. Layla is off today. Coming up, our guy, Mars Hall here, Marshall Harris, as we like to call him, Marshall or Harris, he has identified a player who he believes is, let's say, symbolic of this Bears 2-2 start. Would that be fair?
The epitome, the moniker, however you want to state it. This guy has defined what the Bears have been through 4 games.
Text messages as well, 312-644-6767, Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Geno Smith gonna run for it, and he is picked again. Tyreek Stevenson with a mesmerizing play, and that turns the tides in Chicago's favor quickly. Sacrifice his body to make that diving, lunging pick, offering up his body to make a play for his team. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I like that word, mesmerizing. Very good. Game was on CBS2, Spiro Dedis and Adam Archuleta, the ex-Bear, doing the broadcast of the Bears' 25-24 win over the Raiders. Raheemy Harris and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. A few text messages before we get to the player Marshall thinks is most symbolic of the Bears' 2-2 start. The Bears' secondary showed up. The linebackers forgot how to tackle. Gentry was wrapped up on all three of his TDs. Actually, Byard missed one of those. Sewell and Edmonds are unexcusable for their missed tackles. Yeah, there was some of that. Grody's a Bears fan. You can check out anytime, but you can never leave. Isn't that the truth? And Grody is obnoxious. Got to click off.
Okay. What?
Fair enough. Fair enough. 312-644-6767 if you'd like to join the fun. Who is this player you speak of, Mr. Harris, that is symbolic of the Chicago Bears?
Do you remember 2 weeks ago, Mark Grody, when we sat in this very studio lamenting the Bears embarrassing themselves, embarrassing the organization, embarrassing the city of Chicago, and getting blown out by the Detroit Lions? Do you remember that?
I do.
I want you to remember that. I need you to like really go back to that place, because I know we're in a very different place right now.
Yes. You want me to go back there. Okay.
How you were feeling, your emotions.
Just embarrassed, I think.
Do you remember the vitriol you had for one Tyreek Stevenson and his attempts to slow down whoever he was guarding?
Absolutely. It was 100% bad that day.
Not just that day. He, at that point, through two games, had a 158.3 passer rating against.
Oof.
That's a perfect passer rating. When you throw to him, things happen.
It does not get worse, folks. In case you're keeping score at home, write this down. It doesn't get worse. Or could it?
Since then, Tyreek Stevenson has had a moment of what I believe was not only team reflection, where people told him, hey, you're not good, but also where he was told he could be better. And they expected more of him. And he looked in the mirror and expected more of himself. And he has turned in two outstanding efforts the last 2 weeks that have resulted in Bears wins. As Tyreek Stevenson has gone, so have these Bears. Tyreek Stevenson ain't playing up front. He can't stop the run at the point of attack. What he can do is make plays. That interception he made yesterday was as acrobatic and athletic a move. Not just the fact that he dove and caught it on Geno Smith's pass, but the way he popped back up looking to run before, of course, getting the wind knocked out of him at the end of the play. But I think his play and his attitude is symbolic and hopefully systemic to what Ben Johnson is trying to do here in the infancy of his regime.
What a turnaround it would be if this is what he is. You know what I mean? After, because the horrible game he had, where the passer rating was perfect against him, that is, like, all that did was just rustle up the memories of his season last year, which wasn't just the Washington game. In general, he just did not have a good season. And much is expected. This is a second-round pick who, you know, like, everybody thought, like, right away, I remember his first training camp, and he was excellent in it. He was the guy that you could just see the athleticism taking over. It just feels like a guy. And he went through all the list of things that the team told him to do to literally know the plays, know what you're doing out there, staying focused, all of that kind of stuff. At least now it appears Like, will it continue? I mean, that's the big key here. It appears that part is starting to sink in a little
bit. Well, so you ask, will it continue? That is the big key, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because if it were to continue, I'm sorry, what's the next game on the Bears' schedule?
That would be the Washington game.
Oh.
And totally redeem himself.
I mean, what better about face? What better 180-degree moment could he have, but then, and not then, but also the idea that he would have some of his friends maybe back to help by that time, whether it's Grady Jarrett or Kyler Gordon or TJ Edwards, one or all of the above.
Something has to happen in that game, period. I don't care if it's, you know.
It's bubbling, right?
Tyreek Stevenson doing something. Something like just a pick six to win the game, your own field goal to win the game at the last second. Something crazy has to happen in that game.
And I'm not trying to re-legislate what happened last year. We all know what happened on the Fail Mary.
Oh, it'll be re-legislated a little bit. Yeah.
We know leading into that game, that's all he's going to be. The thoughts, the memories of that are going to be in his head. Even though this is a new team with a new head coach, somebody who would understand that, you know, on third down, after the kickoff, you probably wanted to stop them from doing what they did because that play did matter. You know, before the Hail Mary attempt. And so I just want people to understand that Tyreek Stevenson is having himself a moment and that the Bears are benefiting from the moment to the tune of 2-0 since he's seemingly turned things around. And I agree with Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune, where you say, yeah, it was nice. And even after two games, yeah, it was nice. But it's going to take a series of games, of a course of a season, for people to believe in Tyreek Stevenson, that he could be the answer, that he deserves his payday and all of that. But I think he's off to a good start here after falling deep into a hole after an 0-2 start.
It is Raheemy Harrison Grody right here on The Score. Layla is off today. Why don't we listen to Tyreek Stevenson, who tackles the question that we continue to tackle, and it seems like we always have to when it comes to the Bears, and that is, what is the identity of these Chicago Bears?
Definitely great that the team got the win and everything, but I think for us as a team and as a coaching staff, I think we showed grit. We showed that we're going to stay within the game. We're going to play the full 60 minutes until the end, and that we're going to pull out whatever tricks and whatever we need, pull up our socks, and we're just going to go to work. And I feel like that's what this team showed today with this win. Coming down to the last 30 seconds, lay it out for the field goal, but, you know, just having offense fight back and having the defense go out there and put up the shield that we need. So I'm definitely just happy with this team and happy with the success that we're having.
That's Tyreek Stevenson right there. Yeah, it was a gritty, tricky win, as he said, but I don't think I want that to be the identity of the Chicago Bears. I think that that's what that win was, and good for them. Very, very gritty, very tricky what you did in that game. But let's work on a better identity than that. Let's have our identity be offense. Let's have our identity be getting to the quarterback. Let's have it be stopping the run. Let's have it be pick sixes.
You said a lot of things that I know could not be true.
Like what?
Let's get to the quarterback?
Well, I'm saying that's what you would prefer your identity to be. Like, that's such an ambiguous idea for an identity. That's a good wit, like, idea way to describe the win. Well, but to say, yeah, our identity is gritty. No,
Robbie
no,
and I
no,
were
no.
talking about this before the show, and I Robbie and I for once are in lockstep. Not about Josh Giddey, not about the Lions or the Tigers, but we're in lockstep about this. If you say you want to be gritty, right? That means you got a certain edge to you.
Yeah.
You know what that means? That means you're not getting run over for 200 plus yards. That means you're not giving up 7.7 yards a carry.
Yeah.
So that's why I can't buy into the grit. That's why I said it's more about them being opportunistic right now and just hanging around and then making something happen at the end. And Caleb Williams, he has that type of ability as a quarterback to hang around and make something happen at the end. And clearly Josh Blackwell showed us yesterday that he can also make something happen at the end. But right now, they're not good enough from a health standpoint and from an actual consistency standpoint to be what they want to be. But if you can hang around, maybe they can get there over the course of the first season for Ben Johnson as a head coach.
I will say, though, that the thing that is trending towards being their identity is, God, dare I say, the quarterback in terms of what he has been doing. And look, this game was not as good, Caleb Williams, as his last game. He was 22 of 37, 212 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. But yes, he does engineer that 11-play, 69-yard drive to win the game on the DeAndre Swift two-yard touchdown, makes it 25-24. Ultimately, that is what won you the game. He had that 27-yard touchdown pass to Roma Dunze in the third quarter on a 3rd and 12. I mean, that's ballsy in itself, and he kind of had to make a play right there. The 29-yard completion to Cole Kmet in the second quarter, and then on the same drive where he drops it in the bucket again to Cole Kmet, and oh no!
What happened then?
Cole Kmet dropped the football. So you got back to having some of those amazing moments from Caleb Williams. Was not nearly as good as it was last week, but if I am trying to anticipate what they are angling for in terms of the identity, it's that guy throwing the football.
This is Raheemy Harris and Grody. That's Mark Grody. I'm Marshall Harris. Talking about the Bears' big 25-24 win over the Raiders. It's big because, one, it's just a win. And it gets them to 2-2 as opposed to 1-3. Two, it was on the road, and that's like the next step. We're going to take your calls. You can continue to text us, 312-644-6767. Grody, I look at this and I wonder, when we're talking about what we want their identity to be, and I'm curious as to what people listening want their identity to be, can it be a team that just creates turnovers on defense? Is that enough to keep them afloat? Because right now they're just trying to stay afloat.
Oh, it'll keep them very well afloat. Yeah, absolutely.
Because
it's just like, I don't want the Bears to have to go to maximum effort to win games or to count on luck or to count on playing a bad team. That's all. I just want better for them.
Oh, trust, they're going to play plenty of not bad teams coming up, and we'll get a better examination. But by then, you would think Caleb Williams will be another step down the road on this Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams journey. And I think that's what you have to lean into. The most impressive thing to me about, we could say what we want about how the offensive line did not do a good enough job against Max Crosby, but how many times was Caleb Williams sacked yesterday?
What was it?
One.
I was going to say.
One.
0-1.
What? It didn't feel like one. Yeah. Watching the game?
Oh, yeah, because he was constantly in trouble.
But he was getting them out of trouble. You know what he was doing? He was keeping them afloat.
Yeah, the other word, we haven't really gotten into the offensive line situation with Theo Benedett and Ozzie Trapilla. We're going to have Anthony Heron on later. We've got Wiederer of the Take the North podcast and The Athletic coming up at 11. That's right. So guarantee we'll get into that. And we're going to start taking your calls in the next segment. As a matter of fact, we might just do an appetizer.
Oh, you want to do an appetizer?
Right now, 312-644-6767. Because I can't deny the people anymore. They've been calling since we started the show. Since we mentioned the word phone, they've been calling. So let's get a little Bears appetizer on what this game did for you. Is this sustainable? Let's go to Joe in Lockport. Joe, you're the appetizer. You're delicious. What's going on? You're on the score as well.
How we doing? I was just thinking Tyrique Stevenson probably turned the Bears around two different directions 2 years in a row. From the Hail Mary, and we went one direction to that fumble takeaway in Dallas, and now we're going a different direction. He might have single-handedly changed the direction both ways.
Boy, that would be amazing. I like that. It's very dramatic, Joe.
It's a little early for all of that.
I like that. I like that we're doing a lot of storytelling, though. I like that we're romanticizing the Bears.
I think it's early to just say he's turned things around. I mean, it's been two games, one. But I will say this. The interception and the fumble recovery yesterday tells me that he's got more in him. I predicted he would get a turnover, by the way. I predicted that last week.
Right now, I'm angry at everybody on the show, I think. And we'll get to all your calls.
What do we do?
The 815, mark the tape or whatever that is flapping on your headphones is very comedic with your wild animations this morning. Bears, Dan B.
I see what he's saying because you have a little. We need to get some scissors and tape. It's the other one.
Oh, it's the other side.
Front. Yeah,
okay.
It's out front.
It's like if you had food in your teeth, like I didn't know to tell you or not.
Yeah, right. Let's just get this out of the way. If my fly is ever open, I need you guys to tell me, okay?
No, basically,
that's really what the bottom line is.
But you knew what your headphones looked like coming in here. Let's be honest.
I probably did. And I am very animated today as well. And I usually am. I'm usually.
So the front of your right flap, if you're with us on Twitch, it is flapping away every time you move your head because it's just the liner has come off.
I look like Dumbo. Aw, poor me. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody. Let's take the break because this is a good time to get in if you would like to talk about the Chicago Bears. And quite frankly, Marshall, I am anxious to hear what people have to say about this game.
I think they're anxious, too.
I think they are, too. So we will go into this next. Raheemy, Harrison, Grody. Layla is off. I'm Mark Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Layla Raheemy, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Good, better, bad!
Good, better, bad!
Never let it rain!
Never let it rain!
Your good gets better!
Your good gets better!
And your better gets better!
Your better gets better!
Bears on 3! 1, 2, 3!
Bears! I mean, Club Dub vibes right there. Ben Johnson. Working up a lather in the Bears locker room, as they should. That had to be thrilling. Bears win. They beat the Raiders 25-24 on Josh Blackwell's block at the end of the game. It's Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on The Score. Layla is off today as you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We're about to take your calls and we'll intersperse some text messages as well.
Ooh, intersperse. See okay, how, I like that.
See how I am? I spoil you, I do. 312-644-6767 is the number for text or to call us here. And shout out to the Twitch mob. Hello, Twitchians. It is so good. I don't say hello enough. Because I got enough things that I'm trying to keep track of here, but I should be better to the Twitch people. Hello to you all. You are all beautiful and wonderful, and I do not take for granted that you are there and you are hanging out with
us. Are people on Twitch, are they called Twitchians, or did you
make
that up? I don't
know. I mean, like, I think Twitch mob was coined originally by the Parkins and Spiegel show, so we don't technically have a mob, so I'm just trying to think of what we would call our specific Twitch people that do tune in to watch and to listen to the Raheemy Harrison Grody show.
The Mobites? I don't know.
That's come bad. That's horrible.
Twitch,
that's horrible.
What would you like to be called?
Yeah.
Drop it in the Twitch chat.
Just mob.
No, they're not the mob. We can't, I mean, unless the afternoon show is okay with us, you know, borrowing the name the Twitch mob. But in the meantime,
they're saying mob.
Yeah, the mob says mob.
Okay.
the mob is literally saying mob.
I've officially spent way too much time on.
Yes,
the point
let's get
is,
to the phones.
Hello to the Twitch people. I want to tell you, too, right before we get to the phone calls, because we'll be talking Cubs later, the NL wildcard series begins tomorrow between the Cubs and Padres at Wrigley Field. Oh, my God. Our show will be live from Gallagher Way from 10 to 1:30 tomorrow with special guests ahead of the series opener. The official pregame coverage begins at 1:30 tomorrow with first pitch at 2:08 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Cannot wait for that. Cannot wait to take these phone calls. Let's start with Cohen. Cohen, you are on The Score. What's up, my man?
Hey, I was just going to call and ask you guys what you think about Ryan Poles needing to sign a corner during the bye week. I'm sick of watching Nick McLeod try to tackle on the outside, and I hate it. And also, Green Bay sucks.
great job, Cohen.
Packers did not win yesterday. They did not win yesterday.
Well, I guess if we look at positions that the Bears could potentially beef up or do better at, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears were to continue to address the secondary. We're dealing with a season that Jalen Johnson is going to be out for at least half the season. It begins to be a little bit ambiguous if he's going to be back at any point in time this season. So, yeah, I mean, but if we're really talking about that, what about the running game, too?
I was about to say, would you put that above running back? I wouldn't put anything above running back right now.
I would not. I mean, secondary is always a premium position that you're always trying to get better at, and the Bears can't afford to get better at it in terms of their depth right now until they have things figured out more.
Or, hear me out,
I hear you out. We got 4 hours today, man. Maybe I will always hear you out. Maybe an edge rusher?
Somebody who gets to the quarterback.
Where's Yannick Ngakoue? Somebody bring me Yannick Ngakoue.
I would take Dio Dingbo or Montez Sweat, but
oh, man. Didn't Dio have a tackle for a loss yesterday, at least in the game at some point in time?
So they called his name once.
Got
you.
Yeah, yeah. His name was called once. It was. 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's go to Brad in Naperville. Brad, you are on the score.
Hey, guys. I have multiple concerns from yesterday with the defense, with poor tackling, poor gap responsibility, and just getting beat off the ball by a subpar Raiders line. But my biggest concern falls with our quarterback and his lack of height, as you say it. He had multiple pockets he could have stepped up into and made throws from. And he had at least four batted down by Max Crosby, who's an absolute beast. I get it. But he looked like Dikembe Mutombo in there rejecting passes all day. And at one point, it seemed like even if there was a clean pocket there, he still wanted to run outside and make the throws from there, you know, running full speed ahead towards the sideline, and that's not something you can really fix. You can't make Caleb taller. Is he too short to play a pocket passer role in this league?
Well, Brad, I don't know the yes or no answer to that question, but I am glad you brought this up. I have that down in my notes. Balls batted down, including back-to-back plays in the first quarter. And I know you're dealing with Max Crosby, but this has been happening. Like, you go in every game, I think he's had at least one time where a ball has been batted down. So I don't think he's too short to play in the pocket, but he definitely has to make some sort of adjustments, whether it's because of his size or something else. Something needs to be adjusted.
How much of that, though, is who's blocking the player that's doing the batting down?
I mean, passes? It could be, right? We don't know. Like, there's so much that we don't know in terms of, you know, penalties and who is affecting what. So that's a fair question.
Yeah, I think I'm much less concerned about that and much more concerned about other issues such as getting to the quarterback. It's been my number one concern. It will be my number one concern. Caleb Williams is fine. He's fine. He's growing. He will get better. I can't say the same for the guys who are trying to get the quarterback.
And it made it worse watching that stone-cold bitch Max Crosby doing what he did yesterday.
But we were warned. It's not like we didn't know who Max Crosby was. He was one of those guys who lived up to the billing. Like, you want to go see this movie? I heard it was really good.
Oh,
right?
I know.
And then you get there and you're like, it was all right.
It doesn't always happen, right?
But you went to see this movie and you're like,
That's it.
Everything that was promised and dreamed.
Like, I was right. To that everybody in the lot, like, when you asked about their defense, all they said was Max Crosby. And they were like, Devin White or, oh my God, Jeremy Chin. You know, that's, oh God.
No, put another X on his name. Just give him.
Yeah, triple X.
Triple X.
You're playing a dangerous game, Mr. Harris. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on the score. We are talking Bears and a Bears win. The Bears are 2-2, folks, at the bye. Isn't that nice? Bears 25, Raiders 24. We are taking your calls. And we have come to the point where it is Frank in Oak Park. Frank, you're on the score. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. For a win, that was a difficult game to watch. I thought it was going to groove a rut in my kitchen floor from my pacing. When you have four takeaways, and I think three ended up in Raider territory, and you only cash in with field goals on three of them, that's usually the lead for the sports story the next morning. The details are lost.
Right.
Thank goodness the Bears' defensive backs and have our ball hawks like Edmonds, Byard, and Stevenson is working on a new contract and can quickly get the ball back to the offense. The front end of the defense is rough. They're conceptually the opposite of last year's Eagles, where the backups were bringing continuing terror when they came into the game. When the Bears sub out the defensive line, they go from squishy run defense to the souffle that goes flat when the oven door gets slammed shut.
Good God. Ugh.
Both Gentry's TD run and another TD drive occurred with the backup defensive line either exclusively or primarily on the field. Folks should start pounding their phone betting apps for opponent scores when the Bears sub out. I hope Edwards gets back after the bye so maybe the run defense can improve to merely bad from putrid. On offense, you're bringing in backup tackles on the road, so Lombardi's paradigm of bad O-line's got a test case. I'm surprised it wasn't a lot worse. In fact, Trapillo actually looked competent when they had to plug him in the second half. Elsewhere on the line, I wonder if someone has Jackson's PFF grades at guard. They can't be great for the first four games. But what can you say about Caleb? God bless him. He's like a Christ figure emerging from a giant speed stick to deodorize issues with this roster. That are legion.
Wow.
Well, Frank. Let's get some guys healthy during the bye. Maybe there's hope because a bunch of the colossi you saw sitting on the schedule's back end are getting beat up too.
Frank,
Frank from Oak Park, never a doubt.
It's like, gotta go, must go faster. Strong though.
Diligent Frank from Oak Park.
I think the biggest thing I got out of that, no, actually, there were actually a lot of really good football points, and Frank always has good, very specific football-y stuff, but I also got stuck on bad to putrid. Which word is worse? So he's
now,
saying
putrid
that,
is the worst. So they're saying once T.J. Edwards comes back, they'll go from putrid to just bad.
Oh, I thought he said bad to putrid, saying like putrid was a level up.
No, he's saying they're putrid now. They'll get back to bad because T.J. Edwards will be back after the bye.
Okay. All right. Well, it's got to get a whole lot better than that, but we thank you for your call. And I'm sorry for the people that we didn't get to. I see you, Wayne. I see you, Dave. I see all you guys. Maybe we'll try to do another caller segment. We'll try to squeeze in a couple more calls later on. So I appreciate everybody who called in. But coming up next,
TTN.
Take the North is going to be in effect because Dan Weederer of the Take the North podcast, which I get to perform with Weedsy, whose full-time job is at The Athletic, he was in Las Vegas so he could tell us about everything. He was writing about the Josh Blackwell kick today and just breaking it down and everything that went into it so we could talk about that. He also gave a pretty interesting critique, shall we say, of the stadium in Las Vegas, which some people think that could be a potential design for the Bears. We'll hear what Weedsy had to say about that. This is the Raheemy Harrison Grody Show on the Score.
Weedsy!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.